You're listening to the STC Foundation's podcast. This year we're looking at the four Gospels, an opportunity on a Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a quote from the Bible.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. Yesterday our passage ended by Jesus instructing his disciples to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send out workers into his harvest field. And I wonder what Jesus does or says next. Chapter 10, verse 1 says, Jesus called his disciples, his 12 disciples to him, and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. Then what follows is a list of the 12 disciples' names, ordinary men. Then verse 5 to 8 says, these 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Go to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. So, after Jesus has instructed his disciples to pray for more workers, then, with his next breath, he calls those that he's instructed to pray and he sends them out into the harvest field. You can hear some of them saying, Jesus, I was asking that you would send some workers, send some other workers. I was asking that you would send someone else, but not me. Let me tell you a story about a postal worker called Alexei Gamache. In April this year, the New York Times reported that the Post Office Service Inspector General had received a tip-off about a Nissan Pathfinder car parked in Brooklyn with mailbags stuffed inside. When Postal Service agents visited the location, they found 20 blue post office bags packed with undelivered mail. Agents determined Gamache, who worked at the post office in Dyker Heights neighborhood of Brooklyn, was the employee who lived closest to where the vehicle was found. When investigators interviewed Gamache, he said the vehicle was his and that he had hoarded the mail because he was overwhelmed by the amount he had to deliver. He told investigators he made sure to deliver the important mail. The amount of undelivered mail investigators retrieved was a staggering 10,000 items. 6,000 in his apartment, 1,000 in his work locker, 17,000 items of mail in total, and at least one item was postmarked 2005, some 13 years it had been sitting in his possession. And this is not a new phenomenon. In 2014, a Brooklyn mail carrier was discovered to have hidden 40,000 pieces of undelivered mail, a total of 1.1 tons over a 9-year period. The carrier blamed excessive consumption of alcohol and depression. And in 2015, a postal worker in Philadelphia failed to deliver more than 20,000 pieces of mail on his route and instead stashed them in his car and home. And even going 100 years back, and an article headlined A Lazy Letter Carrier, the New York Times reported again in 1874, the arrest of a Maryland mail carrier who dumped 200 letters into a dock to avoid the trouble of delivery. I think you'll agree that this is scandalous. Imagine if you were one of those people waiting for mail. Mail that's addressed to you. What must these men be like? A lazy layabout? Messed up? Scandalous. Jesus says, freely you have received, freely give. Jesus has given to us so abundantly. Jesus has filled our mailbags. But often we get a little confused and think that life and what we've been given is all about us. Thank you, Jesus, we say. Thank you for my home and my job and my family and my clothes and my food. And the problem that we have is the word my. Just as the letters that Mr. Gamache received were not his to do with what he liked, nor are the abundant gifts of grace that Jesus has showered upon us. Now, we may not have received healing, we may not have been raised from the dead, we may not have experience many of the things that we see in the list in this passage, but we have all experienced the kingdom of God coming near. And that, after all, is why we are listening to this podcast. It says in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 4 from the Message, he comes alongside us when we go through hard times, and before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times so that we can be there for that person, just as God was there for us. You see, with God, nothing is wasted. We all have received from God, and just like Mr. Brooklyn Postman, what we have received is not supposed to be for us. It's not our possession. God blesses us so that we might bless others. God provides for us so that we might provide for others. God speaks to us so that we might speak to others. God loves us so that we might love others. Now we know that it's all about grace, but Jesus also says that the measure that you use will be the measure to which it's measured to you. And so as we are generous, as we give, as we make use of the gifts, no matter how big or how small, God will pour his blessing into us as we bless others. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for the way that you father us. Thank you for your love and your care. Thank you that you have provided richly and abundantly for each of us. Help us to be givers today as well as receivers. Let us be a blessing to all of those around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's reading is Matthew 10, verses 1 to 20. Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go amongst the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts, no bag for the journey or extra shirt or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, search there for some worthy person and stay at their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it's not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Truly I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, holy. Great are you, Lord. Great. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great.